Hello everyone, welcome back to Chibit and Chill, the anime podcast or anime channel, and it has been a long while since I've done a video with you guys. Life got so busy and I've been so busy doing TikTok lives, whatnot lives, all that good stuff. So it's been a little while since I've actually sat down, made more long form content like this for you guys. Sorry for the little hiatus there, but we're back, we're getting on schedule again, and I couldn't not do a video about the newer set that's coming from the Pokemon TCG, and it is Black Bolt and White Flare. Before we dive into the new set that's coming in July, and I cannot wait for this to arrive, there is the new one coming at the time of recording this Friday, the 30th of May, the new Team Rocket Destined Rivals set. So I will be skipping that set, but good luck to anyone that is collecting that one. There are some singles I would really like from that set, particularly for my Ghostbinder. So this is my upgraded new Ghostbinder from Vault X. It's actually the SV6 one, but it's purple and makes sense to be the ghost type binder. So here's a little sneak peek. There'll be more of this on TikTok, so do go check that out. But so far, there is so much space to add so many new ghosties into that one. So do check my videos out on there. And also with Vault X, that's my new affiliate that we've been working on as well. So you can save 10% on your order at vaultx.com and save 10% on your entire order with code CHIBITWEEB. So put that code into your checkout, save 10% and let them know that I sent you over there with the code CHIBITWEEB. You get 10% off everything on the store. So protect everything in your collection with the code CHIBITWEEB on vaultx.com. So enough about my ghost type binder, you can see more on TikTok and stuff. But before we dive in, be sure to subscribe if you're into Pokemon and anime, all that good stuff. Also, be sure to follow me on TikTok, Instagram, all those other channels to see more content more regularly, like Pokemon, like anime. If you want more stuff every single day, go check me out and follow me on there. So the Pokemon TCG is having an absolute time right now. It is set after set, and they've kind of started to work against the scalpers now as well. I'm sure you guys will have seen in recent kind of posts on social media, they've started to kind of really like fight against the scalpers again, especially with Surging Sparks, Prismatic Evolutions as well. So they started to reprint a lot of sets to kind of help collectors collect properly without having to pay through the nose or pay an arm and a leg to be able to get the cards that they really want just because there's a card that's worth a good bit on the market value. There's a lot going on with the reprints right now, but there's set after set being revealed, and it is so exciting to kind of be a collector right now with Pokemon because there's so much coming out. Right now, at the time of this recording, it is the release week for Destined Rivals as well. So, a set that I'm not going to be collecting, I'll be focusing on the new set, which focuses on the Unova region for its 15th anniversary of the Black and White games for the Nintendo DS. And I am so hyped for this set. I'm going to be completely missing the Team Rocket set, so I can save my money for this big set. It's a huge set with it being an anniversary. So let's dive in to everything we know so far, what some of the cards look like, and what products we can be expecting to pick up in July, August time. Black Bolt and White Flare will be the next and the last set in the Scarlet and Violet era for the Pokemon trading card game. After that, Pokemon will be focusing on the Mega Evolution set, and that is returning, and that is super hyped. We've seen Mega Lucario against so many other Mega cards that have already kind of been previewed. The new set will run in line with the Pokemon Z to A game coming on the Nintendo Switch 2 systems, so it'll kind of run parallel with that. But the Black Bolt and White Flare set will feature so many new products and will be a split set like in Japan. This has been quite a common thing for Japan, but never really done in the Western side for the trading card game. They've kind of kept them more kind of one set at a time, whereas Japan likes to split them for collectability, I guess. And this is why I'm so excited about this one, because it's going to be super hyped because of how different this set will be. It's based on the Unova region, which was the Black and White games way back when, and this is the 15th anniversary. So this is a kind of way to celebrate that generation, those games, with a specific trading card set. Now, the set has been stated that there's quite a few differences with this set because of it being an anniversary edition. So the set will feature all 156 Unova Pokemon within the Pokedex, and so already we're looking at 156 cards. However, With it being the 15th anniversary of the black and white releases, we'll also get a reverse holo, a Pokeball reverse holo, a Master Ball reverse holo, illustration rare, or special illustration rare for every single Pokemon in that Pokedex. So this set will be absolutely massive. This means that this set could total around 800 cards. So that is absolutely enormous. So mastering this set will be pretty difficult, but I think it'll be really worth it if I'm honest, because what we've seen so far looks insanely great. This is the first set to use the exact same name as the Japanese set. So far we've had the Glory of Team Rocket changed to Destined Rivals, Battle Partners changed to Journey Together for the Western sets. But this time it's like they're unifying the Japanese TCG with the Western TCG to be able to kind of uniform the Pokemon brand a little bit more. So they're using Black Bolt and White Flare, the same as Japan. No more name changes this time. But this set will also introduce new rarity types specifically for this set, which will be BWR, which is Black White Rare. And these are special illustration cards that have like a monochrome colouring. So a black card for Zekrom, a white card for Reshiram, and a red card for Victini. But it is absolutely gorgeous to look at. These have had a little bit of a mixed review because of their monotone colouring, but I absolutely love these, and I would love to be able to pull one of these in either of the products that we'll go through later on. These look so, so strong, and I think I love the idea that because of it being an anniversary set, I like that they've kind of worked to make something specific for this set for a rarity type. I think that's super interesting and makes it really, really special for that one generation and that anniversary. So let's get on to the products. So the ETBs, there will be two this time. So a little bit like Temporal Forces, I believe. They had two based on an ancient and a future Pokemon. But this has two ETBs, one with Reshiram and one with Zekromon, Black Ball and White Flare. So the set will feature two ETBs, one for each legendary Pokemon, matching the theme of two Pokemon, the Pokemon Black and White games. Each of these do come with its own separate promo card though. So one comes with Thunderous for Black Bolt and Tornadus for White Flare. So the trainer box will be available on July 18th, 2025, includes 9 Black Bolt or White Flare booster packs, respectively, one illustration rare card promo featuring Thunderous or Tornadus, and a various gameplay accessories like the dice, the cards, the player guides, that kind of thing, all the regular accessories. But there's so many more accessories coming with this set, and I cannot wait to kind of really dive into these. So apart from the two ETBs, they're looking around £50 each, or $50 each, something around that in your own like currency if you're watching this abroad. But around £50, so I am immediately wanting to save £100 to be able to get one of each. I loved that generation. I think it's something super interesting. And I feel like the Black and White games for me are super nostalgic. I loved them. And I loved that it was the first game to have a sequel as well. So I feel like it being the first 15th anniversary is something, a real big milestone for that generation. So I do really want to collect both of the ETBs to really kind of get a good head start with both of the set. But there's so many more products as well that's already being revealed. We've got the mini tins, binder collections, poster collections, and more. So let's dive into what those kind of look like. So first off, we have the binder collection. So again, these say they'll be available around July 18th. So this is the same kind of release date for the ETBs. But these include 5 Black Bolt or White Flare booster packs, respectively, and a 9 pocket album featuring either Zekrom or Reshiram, depending on who you pick up, to organise and store the TCG cards. These look super fun, and I love how busy the kind of styling for all of these look. It looks really, really fun, and I kind of love that you get a little binder. You get 5 packs, which is actually great so far. That's a great little start for the collection, and a lot of stores right now in the UK have a 5-pack limit anyway, so getting them inside that pack sealed up is perfect. We then got the poster collections available on July 18th. These include 2 booster packs, 2 White Flare booster packs, Black Bolt, 3 promo cards featuring Snivy, Tepig and Oshawott, so the 3 starters for that generation, and 1 full-sized 2-sided poster. And I assume the 2-sided poster has either the Zekrom or Reshiram and the starters on the other side. I assume it's something like that, to kind of let you kind of pick and choose which side you want to show. Now, these are the ones I really want to pick up from this set alongside the ETBs, which are the mini tins. I love the Pokemon Mini Tins. They're such a cute little addition for storing some cards or storing little accessories for your like collection and things like that. So they're super cute. So these ones have the Unova Mini Tins available on July 18th again, featuring one Black Bolt booster pack, one White Flare booster pack, one art card, one sticker sheet that matches the tin's art as well. So similar, but these ones mix the two sets together, which is interesting. So you can kind of just pick and choose any of them and you'll have one pack for each set. So that will help with any of the master sets that you're trying to go with this one. There are some great Pokemon featured on these. So these will be one of the first things I really want to pick up alongside the two ETBs for this set. So I'm really excited for the Minitins. I love them. I love the Shroud of Fable ones, and I need these. These are straight at the top of my list for the set. Now, some collections that are a little bit more specific for each Pokemon. So we've got Black Bolt or White Flare Tech Packs, so sticker collections. These will be available starting August, and these include three Black Bolt or White Flare Booster Packs, respectively, depending on which one you pick up again, and one Illustration Rare, a promo card featuring Reniculus or Gothelette, which is two really iconic Pokemon for that one. I absolutely love Reniculus. It's super, super cool, super cute little blobby psychic type Pokemon, so I really want that one. I think if I pick one of these, or if I find one in the wild at least. And they have a sticker sheet for that Pokemon for sticking on like binders, laptops, that kind of thing. So cute, fun, and you get a good little set of the cards and the packs as well for Black Bolt or White Flare. So a great little set. I've never really seen those for other sets, I don't think. So a nice little addition for this one. And then we've got the Unova Victini Illustration Collection. So again, available August 1st. So this one includes two Black Bolt and two White Flare illustration packs. So you get two for each set. One Illustration Rare promo card featuring Victini, one Premium Parallel Pokeball card featuring Victini, and one Oversized Illustration card featuring Victini as well. So you get so much in that pack. I think that will go super, super fast if I'm honest. I think that one won't last very long as soon as that releases, so you need to be super quick with picking up that Victini collection. The last one is the Black Bolt or White Flare Booster Bundle. So the same as any other TCG set that has the booster bundles, these will include six packs of Black Bolt or White Flare. So two, one for each set, so you can go ahead and really, really boost up your collection with those packs. So far, that's the products that we've kind of really looked at for this set. So my birthday is on July 18th, so hopefully I might be able to use some of my birthday money to really get myself ahead of the new set, get those ETBs, get those booster bundles, maybe the tech starter sets as well, or the binder collections, anything I can get my hands on if I'm absolutely honest, because buying Pokemon cards in the wild is hard right now, and I hope the Pokemon company kind of register that. This is a big, big set, so I really hope they really mass out production for this one to make it easier for people to be able to buy. I did completely miss out on the pre-release for the ETBs, so that's okay. There'll be another time and there'll be another chance. So as soon as that's ready, I will be there and I'll be waiting and I will get myself those two ETBs. I promise that myself. But super excited. I know Unova is one of those Marmite kind of regions. Some people love it, some people hate it, but I really loved it. I loved N, I loved Reshiram and Zekrom. I love that whole kind of vibe of Black and White. So I'm excited for this set, and I love the fact that they're doing a huge, huge set that celebrates so many Pokemon in this new set for its anniversary. I think that's a great little way. Instead of just remaking the game, I love that they focus on a TCG set instead. That's a nice way, and they know what they're doing. Pokemon TCG is like the hottest commodity right now. So they're clever, they know what they're doing, they know their market. And what do you think? What do you think of the new set? Will you be collecting some of these? Will you be picking up the ETBs? What do you guys think? I definitely will be picking this one up. That's why I'm kind of missing these Destined Rivals set. I'm going to save all my money up for the new set, apart from buying some single cards for the Ghostbinder, as I've already mentioned. Let me know what you guys think. I'm sure over the next couple of months, we'll start seeing so much more releases coming through, or teasers, or even products and release dates coming from the likes of like Music Madhouse or those card shops that start selling these sets nice and early, getting those listings on their site. So sign up for any emails for promos and things if you can, because that will help. That will really, really help the orders. I need to do the same. But thank you so much for joining today's episode. It's been a long while since I've done a video like this. So, yeah, it's nice to be back. It might be a little bit rocky on the way back, but let's see how we get on. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss new episodes every single week, I think, for now, anyway. Every single week for now. Remember, if you're collecting Pokemon cards, head over to Vault X to shop some deck boxes, premium binders based on specific Pokemon sets, and use the code CHIBIWEEB to save 10% on your order. That's CHIBIWEEB, CHIBIWEEB, for 10% off your order, and to let them know that I sent you over there. Thank you so much for checking me out and checking out this video. Check me out on Instagram, TikTok for more flat lays, videos, all that good stuff, short form stuff, to absolutely just fill your obsession with. Thank you guys, and enjoy the rest of your day, enjoy the rest of your week, whatever you may be doing. Bye bye. Are you looking to bring the taste of Japan to your doorstep? Then take a look at Boxu, the ultimate Japanese snack box. Every month, Boxu delivers an amazing selection of authentic Japanese sweets, snacks and treats handpicked just for you right to your door. From crunchy and sweet treats that tell more of an exciting story, capturing the unique flavours of Japan, perfect for discovering something new or sharing with your friends, having a movie night or watching your favourite anime. With Boxu, every snack box includes the snacks, but also a booklet to tell you all about the culture, the theme for that month, and more about the snacks themselves, including nutrition info, the background and how they're made and who they're made by. Are you ready to snack your way through Japan? Sign up today for your first box, A Taste of Japan, at boxu.com and use the link down below to shop your first box and let them know that Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast, sent you over. Head over to the link down below in the YouTube video or the podcast description to let them know that Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast, sent you over and enjoy A Taste of Japan every single month with Boxu. Experience Japan through snacks with Boxu.